Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent and glorious name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's yours truly here once again, wonderful Wednesday, and we are here. Yes, let's go back into the studio where our programming is already in full blast. Yes, glory be to God, featuring prayer and praise, our international worldwide prayer and praise commission broadcast. The program is already full blast. Let's go back in, hallelujah, and enjoy together. God bless you all. We're so glad to have all of you join us. And now, let's go in together.
That walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up the reproach against his neighbor. That was the 15th division of Psalms, first, second, and third verses.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. That's our first lady, the
Amen.
Fragrance of this life.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who wants
praise
to
praise the Lord? This is Mother Stern. Good morning.
All right.
My scripture this morning is from the first division, the 121st division of Psalm, and the fifth verse. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. And the word of the Lord is blessed.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Mother. That's our mother to the nation, Dr.
Amen.
Bishop Patricia Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right, do we have anyone else who wants to give us a scripture?
Good morning.
I heard Green.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. This is Proverbs 29:18, and it's out of the Passion Version. When there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. And it's Proverbs 29:18 in the Passion. God bless y'all. Have a good day.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Without a vision, the people perish. All right. Thank God. That's the Passion Version. When there's no vision, people get scattered and things like that. All right. Give us one more. Dr. Lucio Angelo.
God bless everyone. Psalms 18, verses 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my butler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Gildersleeve is on. I was on the early morning, but you didn't call Bahamas, Iran, and India. But that's what you are.
Well, on I appreciate that.
Thank
you. Okay, come on. Dr. Yoslee from the Bahamas and India. She's present.
Yes.
Amen. All right,
yes.
Read that for us.
Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Psalms 89, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else I missed from the roll call here now? You want to acknowledge it that you're here? God bless you. Anyone else?
Dr. Chris Johnson, present.
Right, Chris Johnson. All right, from is that Afghanistan, I believe. No, that's Venezuela. Venezuela. All right, is there anyone else who wants to acknowledge that you're here?
This is Dr. Arita, Chicago. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believed in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John the 3rd, chapter 2, and the 16th verse.
Yeah, John 16.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else want to request that you hear?
Yes, Reverend Melvin Brown.
Go ahead. I heard two people.
Prayer Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Troy, New Jersey, praying for North Korea, South Korea, and Spain.
Beautiful. North Korea, South Korea, and Spain. All right. Did I hear something else? Did I hear Reverend Brown?
Yes, sir. Reverend Melvin E. Brown from Irving, Texas, Chief Ambassador. Thank God for another day. My scripture comes from Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter and the 6th verse. It says to us, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them.
Just be
for the Lord your God, he is that doeth to go with thee, and he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So let's be encouraged and be strong today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless you. Anyone else have a scripture? Well, we move.
Yes, sir. Praise God. 913, Dr. Sheila Brown. Praise God. I'm going to read Joshua. Praise God. Chapter 3, verse 7. Now the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. God bless you.
My. That's Joshua 3 and 7. Is that right?
Yes. Ambassador Johnson.
Yeah. I'm taking that for our prayer line, for sure. He's going, that goes with Psalms 71 and 21. The Lord shall increase our greatness. I will begin to exalt thee. Amen. Thank you. God bless all of you today. I got some special guests. I want Mother Cotel Johnson. Are you on the line, Mother Johnson? All right. She was on the line the other day. I thought it would be nice for her to greet us. I'll check back a little later. And let me see if I have Minister Eldridge. Are you on the line this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Good morning to you. Amen. Now let me ask you to help me because you know more about you than I know. But this young man here from Tulsa, Oklahoma, amen. I got a call from him the other day and found out he's one of my spiritual sons.
Yes, sir.
I invited him to come and to be with us this morning because it just blessed my heart so the things that he reminded me of. And I just appreciate him. Reverend Brown, I introduced him to Reverend Brown, and now I want him to be introduced to all of you all over the world. Amen. And I just want to thank God for him. Are you there? What is your last name?
I'm here.
William Eldridge. What is your last name?
Jackson. J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Jackson, sir.
From Tulsa, Oklahoma. Eldridge Jackson. Amen. I want to release the line to you. Give us your testimony. You can take, about 15 minutes. We appreciate you. We'll have a word of prayer after you finish. Amen. The line is open to you.
Very good. Well, thank you, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Again, greetings and grace be to you and peace from God our Father. Sir, I thank you and I'm honored to be here as I spoke to you the other day and Reverend Melvin. You say I'm from Tulsa. I'm of Tulsa, but I'm from New Orleans. And long story made short, and I'll make it brief because as the word of God says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I don't have all day, and you gave me 10 or 15 minutes. I only have time. But I will speak to the goodness of God because as a Kojic boy, a son of Kojic, Church of God in Christ, I'm from the tutelage of Bishop Charles Harrison Mason. At age 3 or 4, living in New Orleans, Louisiana, before I heard Dr. Vernard Johnson, and it had to be somewhere around 1960, 1970. You probably were in your early teens, 20s. I don't know, Bishop, how old you were, but I know I was at least 3 or 4. Why is that important to me? Because living in New Orleans, Louisiana, as a son of Kojic, before I saw Dr. Vernard Johnson show me what I could do for Christ on the saxophone. Now, keep in mind, I'm age 3 and 4. I haven't started playing saxophone yet. That didn't come till age 12, the same age that Jesus was when he went into the temple to learn. So my point is this, Dr. Vernard Johnson. You say I'm from Tulsa, but I'm actually from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm just flowing, sir. You know how Bishop Mason, and I wasn't alive when he was alive, but the Spirit of God upon me.
God.
Sir, when I tell you, I know your testimony at age 17 when you had the asthma, and I know how you used to beg your mama for the saxophone and beg her to let you play. And mm-hmm. what you don't know, Dr. Vernard Johnson, is that years later, this young man that was 3 or 4 in New Orleans, Louisiana, my parents were Kojic, and they wanted me to hear what I could do for Christ on the saxophone. And that's where I first heard you in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I have carried that with me until this day. And I'm age 54. And, sir, when I tell you, that you playing the saxophone ministered to me, because years later, I too would need a saxophone testimony, not because I had asthma, but years later, my firstborn son that was born to me and my wife, the doctor told me that he had an incurable brain disease. And at age 3 or 4, I rehearsed your testimony of how at age 17, God healed you miraculously.
Yes.
Now, what I didn't know is that years later, when it was my turn, because I'm a son of Kojic, you can't join in it. You have to be born in it. So when I tell you, I know I've seen signs and wonders performed by the hand of God. And when it was my turn, and at age 22, when the doctor told me that my firstborn son had an incurable brain disease that caused him to have seizures from the time he was born till the time he was 6 years old, I saw my mom and dad lay hands on the sick and they recovered. I saw my dad cast out devils in the name of Jesus and they came out. But when it was my time, I was like the father that had this lunatic son that said, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, sir, when I began to rehearse your records, because back then that's when we had records. That was before the day of you know, mainstream and streamlined. And, sir, this is when we had the vinyl records. And I was 3 or 4 with your record as a young man. I made sure, don't nobody scratch up my record because I'm listening to Dr. Vernard Johnson. And when you played Only What You Do for Christ Will Last, I carried that my whole life. And at age 54, sir, I tell you by the Spirit of God, my son who had an incurable disease is now 32, and that young man hasn't had a seizure since age 6. He hasn't had to take medication since age 6.
Hey.
And he's now 32. And there were times, sir, that all I had was a vision of Dr. Vernard Johnson when I was age 3 or 4. And when you got to that point where that finger would start wagging, I said, there it is, there it is. And I would receive it, and I kept saying, now unto him that is able to do according to the power that worketh in me.
Yeah.
And as a son of the gospel, I stand here and I tell you, sir, I heard you at age 3 or 4 and at age 54. I cease not to make mention of you in my prayers, Dr. Bernard Johnson, since I heard of your faith on the saxophone, 3 or 4 age years old, sir. I make mention of you in my prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may continue to give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. You showed me what I could do with music for the Lord. Now, sir, before I met you, keep in mind, I was born in New Orleans. Why do I keep going back to New Orleans? Bishop Gordon was the presiding bishop at the time.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I come up under Bishop J.O. Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the midnight musicals at Mason Temple. In mind, mm-hmm. I'm young now, sir. This is before I moved to Tulsa. We didn't move to Tulsa until September 1st, 1972. I don't know how many of you were at 1972, but I had just turned 5 when we came to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Now, sir, what you don't know is after I get off of this program in prayer, sir, I have to go pay tribute on saxophone to Ronnie Wilson, the original member of the Gap Band here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
That's my uncle, sir. When we moved from New Orleans, Louisiana, September 1st, 1972, I was 5. When we came from New Orleans, Church of God in Christ, to Tulsa, Oklahoma, we were still Kojic, and we met Mother I.D. Wilson of the Oklahoma Northwest District, and she was the state minister of music. She, too, was Kojic.
Yeah, yeah.
So the mother of Ronnie Wilson, Loretta Wilson, Charlie Wilson, and Robert Wilson of the Gap Band, she took the Jacksons from New Orleans, Louisiana, under Kojic. She took us under her wing because we were brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I was 5 when I met Mother Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gap Band, as we know them, are no more than church boys from Lansing to God in Christ, sir. So when I tell you, you can't be born in it, join in it, you got to be born in it.
Man.
Sir, I am straight Kojic.
Man.
I speak in tongues with the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, and I say it this way because even when I get off of here, I have to go pay tribute on the same instrument that you taught me at age 3 or 4 to Ronnie Wilson, who's the original member of the Gap Band. So, sir, when I tell you, you don't know the impact that you have made on my life. And we've met, but you probably don't remember me, but that's okay. You know me by the Spirit of God, man of God.
Yeah. What about Kirk?
Kirk Whalum is my big little brother. And long story made short, as I began to talk to Kirk Whalum, when he saw me, he said, "Boy, you remind me of Dr. Bernard Johnson." I said, "I'm not surprised because I've been listening to him since I was age 3 or 4. That's the impact and legacy that you continue as a pioneer and a general of faith, sir. You have birthed something in me that has carried me to see God himself work signs and wonders and miracles. When my doctor said that my firstborn son had an incurable disease that caused him to have seizures and epilepsy, sir, I tell you, he's healed by the power of God through the laying on of hands."
Amen. My God.
I'm listening to you, sir. I'm following your lead. I just give it to you as a gift.
I tell you what, I just wanted them to hear what you shared with me the other day, because I want to say to them, whatever your testimony is, don't think that God can't use it. God can use your testimony. Whoever's listening to me, you have a testimony too. Don't put your testimony down. God can use it to touch people like you've never seen before in your life. Amen. And then I want to just say, just like God healed your son, Minister Jackson, of that incurable, as the doctor would say, incurable disease. But I would say God's able to do all things. And he shows that he is able to do all things because he healed your son.
Yes, sir.
I believe that same anointing is around your family to see miracles. Oh, shut out of yamta. Yeah, to see miracles happen. Amen.
Yes,
somebody on this line might need they might have an SOS request and need a miracle. All we can do is pray. God is the one who brings miracles. But we can put it before the Lord and see what he will do for you. If there's anybody who has an SOS, let it be known. I want to ask Minister Jackson, amen, Eldridge Jackson, if he would pray for you. All right? Let it be known if you have a prayer request. Who would be first?
Dr. Angela.
All right. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I know this is bad because I need prayer for my lunatic son. He has that lunatic spirit. So I know this is of God. This is one of the first things he mentioned, and that's the 911. He needs that spirit off of him. It's a lunatic spirit, apparently.
Amen. And sister, I say to you, in the name of Jesus, first of all, be at peace. I have walked through this long enough to know I don't have all the answers, and that's okay. Because we know in part, and the part that we know, we give that. So I give you what I know that I have experienced. And first of all, God is not a formula. I, too, was taught Kojic. I, too, was taught Word of Faith. I, too, was taught Name It, Claim It. All of that is important. But I say to you, be at peace, because my whole life, I heard and saw what God could do, but when it's our turn, then we have to cling to that which is good and let your anchor hold your soul's salvation until the manifestation comes. Some were healed immediately, and some were healed as they went. My son was one of those that was healed as he went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as the faith of Abraham says, who against hope believed in hope? And sometimes all you have is hope. But I say unto you, Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Yes, he is.
Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Hope of glory.
So to that family member that is dealing with epilepsy, as my son dealt with it, I say to you in the name of Jesus, Father, as the man in the Bible said, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine. And according to the power that worketh in you, I set myself in agreement with you, that your family member by the stripes of Jesus is healed, and receive it in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus. The name which is above every
Yes, Lord.
There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I see peace and wholeness and soundness of mind in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Receive it. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, someone else. You have a prayer request.
Dr. Angelo and family.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to pray for peace in my home. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Listen,
amen. You okay? Amen. I'm following your lead, sir. Peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let the peace of God rule your heart, to the which you are also called in one body. Be ye thankful, Colossians. I speak peace over mine in the name of Jesus. Speak to your soul and say, soul, be at rest. Soul, be at rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for you will find that I'm meek and lowly. Then you will find rest and peace for your soul. Be at peace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. Hey, Brother Chris Johnson. And I'll just wait after. My name is Chris Johnson, and I don't want to take up too much of the time because I know Chris is asking for prayer, but I wanted to say something after everything is over about what the man of God was saying. But, brother, I have two daughters that I brought to the airport on last Thursday, and even if we speak, they are in Africa right now. So I'm just praying for their stay and for their safe travel back home.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you. Thank Father God for the angels of the Lord are encamped around about them to keep them safe and guard them, Father, lest they dash their foot against the stone. And Father, we just thank you and pray protection and safety over everyone that is traveling the highways and the byways. Father, you know where they are. You have them in the palm of your hand, Father. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus. We speak safety and peace all around this world. Father, we just thank you. The blood of Jesus is against the enemy right now. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. And we speak peace in the name of Jesus. We call it done. We call it done. Now unto him that is able, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I heard Dallas, Texas. Go ahead.
McNally from Texas.
All right.
Asking for prayer for a family member. The baby's 2 years old on life support with seizures.
Amen. There is no distance in the spirit realm. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Father, we thank you in your kingdom there is healing. Father, we thank you in your kingdom, tranquility and peace. Father, we lift this two-year-old up to you in the name of Jesus. We present him before you, before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power now and forever. Father, we thank you. It is done. It is done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father, for this two-year-old. Submit him into your hands. In the name of Jesus, be done in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Is there anyone else who has a prayer?
Go ahead.
Dr. Joaquin Cobb in Texas, my help.
Please pray for Dr. Cobb.
Dr. Cobb, God bless you. Father, we thank you. You know us by name. You know us by name, Father. We present Dr. Cobb to you. You know the need. Spirit, soul, and body, be at peace in the name of Jesus. Be at peace in the name of Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love, but God, you are love, and we thank you. In you there is light, and there is no darkness. And Father, we thank you that the love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, shall keep our hearts and our minds, not just our hearts, but our minds. Father, keep our minds in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in whom Paul preached, and I say in the name of Jesus that Eldridge Jackson from New Orleans, Father, I thank you. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in Dr. Bernard Johnson and dwells in everyone that's on this line. We're one faith, one body, Father. And we thank you in the spirit of unity of faith. We call it done. Everyone that may or may not have a chance to bring forth their request on this line. Father, you too have a line. But Jesus is the main line. And we tell you personally what we want.
Yeah.
We call you up by name, Father, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And we thank you, Father. We count it done. Everyone that has that need, you know that need, Father, be it great or small. We commit it to you in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, beautiful. Can, do we have maybe one or two others who would want to get in here?
This is Dr. Coleman of Kansas City. I'm asking prayer for my eyes. They say I'm going blind, trying to go blind.
No, I'm going to give that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Dr. Bernard, you started. I'm going to be obedient,
yes,
sir. You take that one. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, because you never sleep nor slumber. You are always there. And you're waiting and so attentive to our cry. Father, we need a miracle here. I pray. And I bind. Didn't you say in your word, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven? I bind this. A spirit of blindness trying to come upon Dr.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Father. God, I bind that spirit of blindness. I bind it on this earth, God. I know it's bound in heaven. And I pray that you bring
healing
to her eyes. The resurrection, blood of Jesus, to comfort those pupils. The resurrection, blood of Jesus.
Gets
around the iris and every part of the eye, in back of the eye, on the right and left, and in front of the eye. The resurrection blood of Jesus. I ask you to circumference your eyes with the resurrection blood of Jesus. The most powerful weapon against what the enemy is doing. The resurrection.
Thank you,
Jesus,
Lord.
Be upon you.
Lord of Jesus.
I'm asking you, Lord, to heal her eyes in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
We believe your word. We believe you, Lord. Can I get some of y'all to help me say, we believe you, Lord.
We believe
you,
Lord.
We believe
you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
We believe you,
Lord. We believe you, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
We
believe
you, Lord. The blood,
the blood,
the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. over Dr. Wazine, please. Plead the blood of Jesus over her. The blood of Jesus over Dr. Wazine. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The holy blood of Jesus. The 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 blood of Jesus. Look on Dr. Brown. Look on Dr. Brown's son. Let's plead the blood of Jesus over him. The blood of Jesus. And anybody that I just mentioned, the blood of Jesus over there, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you. Over Dr. Bush, through the blood of Jesus. Reverend Jackson, Reverend Elvis Jackson, I want you to get ready to close us out with a general word of prayer, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to pray as we get ready to close the line this morning. It's in your hands. Lead us in a word of prayer.
Thank you. And once again, Dr. Vinard, I appreciate you, sir, for allowing me to be able to just share the goodness of the Lord and just the testimony of your son in the faith. I urge you, sir, to keep on keeping on, as they always told me. Keep on keeping on, sir, because there are more things to come. As you know, God is not through you yet. I believe he's just getting started. So, and I appreciate everyone that's on here. Continue to be blessed. May you continue to be blessed. And according to your faith, be it unto you. Father, we close out this prayer and praise and worship as we give thanks. Father, as we approach the holidays, Father, we thank for the special time of love and peace within our home, peace in our family. We speak peace in the tumultuous times in which we live. We thank you, Lord. In
thank
times
you.
Like these,
yes.
We need a Savior, and we thank you that we have found a Savior in Jesus
thank
Christ.
You,
in times like
you.
These,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank
we
you, Lord.
Need a revival in this land, Father.
Yes,
in times like these,
in times like these,
we need salvation, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Only
thank
you can save. Only you can save.
Like
and we submit it into your hands, Father. Let your anchor hold and grip that solid rock. That rock is Jesus, and we thank you, Father.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name, be
Beautiful. Thank you. That was I call the Reverend Elder Eldridge Jackson. Amen. Come on, Minister Chris, if you want.
Yeah, I wanted to share with that brother. Thank you for coming forward and sharing a testimony. It's so encouraging to the man of God. I tell him all the time, there are thousands and thousands of people alive that he has touched, that he may never get the opportunity to hear them testify about how he blessed them. Me too, brother, was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Amen.
45 years ago, my God, when I first got saved, I was a member of New Home Missionary Baptist Church when this man of God showed up there playing that same saxophone which you talked about.
Yeah.
My God, I have never heard a sound like that sound come out of that tone with that brother with his, along with his testimony. And I was telling him how God brought me back full circle, and now I'm a member of this prayer line over 3 years and 2 years. Yeah, 45 years ago, right there in New Orleans, where I heard this man from God play a saxophone like I've never heard one before. And so, man, God bless you, and thank you, man, for coming forward and encouraging this man of God just to let him know how much he blessed you and how your son became blessed in this man of God. Very encouraging to him as well as it is to all of us on this prayer line. So thank you, man.
God bless you.
God bless you. That's Dr. Chris from Dallas, Texas. He's a member of Bishop Jake's church there in Dallas. And I want to hear you open the door, Dr. Chris, and I'm sure that our mother for the to the nation, she wants to say something.
Amen.
Or on some of the other precious souls on the line. I want to encourage you. Amen. I want you to be encouraged. The line is open to you if you want to.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you to my chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, to all of my constituencies of the prayer line, of First Fruit, the honorary doctorate, and to the prayer ambassadors. I certainly greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I too am a born again Christian. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was not born in New Orleans, but I was born in the world. Amen. The visible world, not invisible. I do thank and praise God for this great man of God. It's so good to have variety on the line. And you never know whose life you're touching. And if any time that our chief ambassador needs to be encouraged, he hears us every day. But from someone that say they were 6 years old, and I believe you say you're 54 now, and the Lord.
54.
54, what a blessing. I'm 75. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what a blessing. I'm not afraid and not ashamed to say how old I'm living, because it's by the grace of God and whatever age you are. But man of God, I just want to let you know, amen, not only are you a remnant from our chief ambassador, but God is using you through him to tell about the goodness of what God did for you at that time through this man of God. Amen. It was a vision down in you, and the word of God say, wait for it. It may tarry. He didn't say how long, but now I see it's manifested. Amen. Praise the Lord. We would love to hear you one day play the saxophone as well, because there's plenty good room in our Father's kingdom. And God bless you is our prayer. I was so, amen. I'm back in the old school now. Amen, that I believe when God do a thing, he establish it. And to say that your son had that dumb spirit. See, I was back in the day when you rebuked them dumb spirits. Now they get them to the doctor. Y'all don't hear me today. Amen. And give them Valiums and all kind of medicine to make them worse than what they were. But we believe, and I still believe, and Chief Ambassador has incorporated in our worship in the morning, that I believe, amen, and I do believe that there are some times, and I was there this week, amen, that it goes in circles. Sometimes you have to ask the Lord to help your unbelief. Lord, I believe, but I need a miracle belief today.
Yes.
But God bless you. We love you. May you and your family be blessed. I believe you imparted everything over the line that we needed. And thank God for our Chief Ambassador that is not afraid to let others share. I'm sure he's smiling down in his spirit to say, this is one of my spiritual sons, because I can relate to that as being in ministry years and years, that my spiritual sons and daughters are coming back to thank me. And now you're coming back to thank Chief Ambassador. And
amen.
We are just excited to see you come back to thank him. And may the Lord bless you real good. I prophesy unto you, man of God. I don't know what field or work you're in or where you are in everything, but as you travel through this barren land, we pray that God will bless you real, real good. Chief Ambassador has placed over us a millionaire prophecy. And if you don't mind, if I tell you, because you're a remnant of his sax of flute, whatever, he plays everything now. Amen. He's doing more than saxophone, I'm going to tell you that now. Amen. We pray that you would get the same blessing as what we're getting, because you came back here. I'm not saying you were a leopard, but, you know, the illustration in the Bible, it was 10 of them, and only one came back. Amen. And I, so far, amen, you have come back to tell the man of God, thank you. Thank you, Chief Ambassador, for this faith. And thank you, man of God, for blessing us this morning.
God
bless you and your family and your walk of life to be continued in the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, that's First Lady.
This is Betty Johnson. I just want to say to Minister Eldridge, you are an inspiration. Others, God sees what you're doing, how you're spreading his word. And I just thank you for remembering some of those things that you passed over when you were growing up with the saxophone. A lot of people won't admit it, but he has helped and trained a lot of people. And I thank you for coming forward just to share that information. God bless you, and God always sees inspiration. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Brother Travis Murphy.
Uh-huh.
I am a, I'm not an ambassador, but I'm a son of an ambassador, Jeanette Murphy. I can understand where your son is coming from. I had epilepsy when I was 7 months old, and God healed me when I was 40 and had no seizures since for 3 years now. I'm 44 now, and I understand. And about that testimony, and it has blessed me with that testimony of yours. Has blessed me now. It's encouraging me. And my scripture of that is, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Yeah.
That's Amen. That's my scripture I live off of.
Amen.
Those seizures.
Amen.
I say thank you for that testimony. That testimony really, really encouraged me. And
Amen.
As my testimony encourages everybody else, I will say thank you and God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Dr. Angelo, I just want to thank you, Elder
elders for praying for me and my family. May the Lord continue to bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I just pray a double portion of your anointing today as you go to render your service on behalf
pray for
of
it. Pray for it. Pray for
it. Yes, Father, we thank you for this great man that brought us. He came and poured out his heart and soul upon us on this morning. I pray that you restore it back into his body today. And Father, as he goes to render his service today by playing this saxophone, Father, I pray that you will give him a double portion of your anointing. That amen, the sound come through that trumpet this morning that would touch individual lives, that caused them to not be sad, but have a glorious time that will feel the presence of the Lord coming through the sound of that trumpet, God. I pray, God, that you will use this man of God in such a special way, God. A double portion that will make preaching and teaching and blowing the saxophone easy, God. Take charge, God. Use him in such a special way because you used me on this morning to encourage us, to enlighten us, and to embrace us. And so, God, when you pray that on the day, allow the Spirit of God to fall in that place that folks will become running. What must I do to be saved? I have a rushing by the wind that would fill the house with glory, with glory, with glory, Father God. Oh, God, you can use instruments. You can use men and women, boys and girls. And on this particular day, amen, use the instrument, the man of God, the amen, amen, to blow like he has never blown before. Because there are folks coming from all parts of the world, north, east, south, and west. Some of them coming to be nosy, but God, when they get there, cause them to run smack dead into the Holy Ghost because of the sound. Amen. That's going to be, amen, delivered in this house today through this great man of God. I pray for his physical strength as well as his spiritual strength. I rebuke fear and draw back spirit that he will go forward in power and demonstration, knowing that you are with him and that you are for him. Bless the entire service today, God. Bless every individual that's participating on schedule today to do whatever they have to do, God. Allow this to be an uplifting, just like he uplifts us today, God. Lord. And we will be so careful to give your name the praise and honor and glory for this great man of God. We know that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. And he has been heard. To the everything that God has in store for him, because God, he has not forgot where he come from. He has not forgot where he got it from. He has not forgot where he received it from. And thank you, God, that he was able to come back and encourage the man of God to keep him continued, to keep him encouraged, that he continue to press towards the mark, God, knowing that he is touching somebody like, thank you, man of God. Amen. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And we fail these prayers so the devil can't speak it. In Jesus' marvelous and nasty name we pray. Amen.
Receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
God bless you today, Minister Jackson. You've been a blessing to the prayer line. People all over the world. Thank God. And we appreciate you. Amen. Just before we close, I want to check and see if Mother Cotel Johnson is on the line again. Amen. Are you on the line, Mother Johnson? All right. Come on, Dr. Cullens. Give us, we're reading the Bible all the way through on this prayer line, and we started in Genesis 1:1, and now Dr. Cullens will tell us where we are. It's in your hands. God bless you.
Yes, sir. In the book of Acts, and we're reading chapters 4, 5, and 6 on today is your reading assignment.
Beautiful, beautiful. Acts 4, 5, and 6. All right?
Yes, sir.
Is Dr. Frierson on the line? Tell us.
All-night shut-in is Wednesday, November
17th. We went back and picked up the all-night shut-in. And thank God it's from the old school, but I believe it's the Lord gave it to us to go back and pick up all-night shut-in. It's going to be now give us the announcement. It's going to be Wednesday, November the 17th, amen, at 9 p.m. on this line, the all-night shut-in. And then if you would like to be a part of the all-night shut-in, let me give you a number. You can call this number to be a part of the all-night shut-in. It is area code 616-531-4940. All right, that will get Dr. Benita Frierson. and let her know you'd like to be a part of the all-night shut-in. Amen. Okay. And come on, Dr. Teresa Steeles, give us that announcement about Wednesday and Sunday.
Yes. I would like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International, where our very own Chief Ambassador is the presiding pastor. There are three ways you can do so. Every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. So tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, if you come to the prayer line, you can have Bible study with Amazing Grace International. Also every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for church service. And if you're in the Kansas City area, you can go in person and fellowship with them. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. Back into your hands, Chief.
Amen. And that is the same number, dial the same number that you all dialed this morning to get that Wednesday night Bible study and the Sunday morning service. God bless all of you. All right. Come on, Dr. Sheila Brown, and tell us about the youth.
Praise God. I want to just thank everyone for last Thursday. Praise the Lord on this Thursday. We invite you out. Praise the Lord on the prayer line, First Fruit Youth Prayer Line at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, same number. Praise the Lord. We invite you back on the line at 7 o'clock p.m. on this Thursday for our very own First Fruit Youth Prayer Line. Praise the Lord. And we will be in the book of Joshua. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that memory is Joshua 3:7. Know that I am with you. Praise the Lord. That is our memory verse. God bless you. And again, First Fruit Youth Prayer Line, 7 o'clock sharp, 7 o'clock p.m. God bless you. Thank you, Chief, for the opportunity.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, all of you. Today, now we're closing out our 3-day fast today. We started on Monday.
Sir, yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
You wanted to say something else?
Oh, no, sir. I was just in agreement. Forgive me for being
a issue,
Chief.
All right, we're closing our 3 days fast. We started out on Monday, today, yesterday, and today. At 2:30, come back on the line. We want to have a word of prayer with you at 2:30. Now, we'll pray from 2:30 to 3. At 3 o'clock, have your soup ready. Now, don't nobody have a T-bone steak. No, waiting right there beside you. No, we want to come off the 3-day fast with soup. Amen. Today, no matter what kind, whether it's chicken noodle or whether it's beef, broccoli, or whatever it is, but come off with soup. Have your soup prepared at 3 o'clock today, and we'll break bread together. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. We've had a great day again. Thank you, Minister Eldridge Jackson from New Orleans.
God bless you.
All of you. Amen. Bless all of you. And thank God for you. We love you and we appreciate you. All right, Minister Jackson, you want to pray our closing prayer out? That would be great.
Amen. And thanks once again, Doctor. I appreciate you and to all that are listening. You can follow me, eldridgejackson.com. That'll give you more information on who we are and where we've been. But just know we're brothers and sisters in Christ and Father. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. To God be the glory. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you again, Minister Jackson. We appreciate you. Amen. God bless you, everybody. We are dismissed today, and we'll see you a little later at 2:30 this afternoon for prayer, and 3 o'clock we're coming off our 3-day fast. God bless you. I know about fasting in secret. I know all about that, but when you are doing something worldwide, you got to announce it to the world. We'll get others on board. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. You are dismissed. Thank you again, Elder Jackson.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Be blessed. Eldridge Jackson.
Thank you.